Chapter 43. Ignorance and Turn Away. Yea, also when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 3. A little later I fell asleep again and continued to dream. I saw the two travelers descending the mountains. Together they took the highway to the city. Beside the mountains on the left side was a land called Conceit. The people who were from there think all is well with them, but it is not well. They just imagine this. The people from Conceit had a fast way of getting onto the highway. There was a little crooked lane which led to the way. The lane was exactly where Christian and Hopeful were walking now. At this place, the two travelers met a young man. He was a fast, happy fellow. His name was Ignorance. "Where do you come from?" Christian asked when they were walking beside him. "From the piece of land over there, a little to your left. I was born there too." "And where are you going?" "To the celestial city," he answered. "But how do you think to get in at the gate?" "Very simple, just like all other good people." "But what can you show at the gate in order to get in?" "I certainly know what the Lord wants me to do," Ignorance answered. "I always live a good life. I pay every man his own. I pray, and sometimes I do not eat or drink in order to do it even better. I give a tenth of my money away, and I also give much to the poor. Furthermore, I left my country to soon enter heaven." "But you did not come through the wicked gate, for that is at the beginning of this way. You came here through the crooked lane."
"So?"
"I am afraid they will not let you in, even though you think differently. They will soon tell you that you are a thief and a robber."
"Sirs," Ignorance said, "you do not know me, neither do I know you. We are strangers to each other. You just believe the doctrine of your country.
Then I will do it my way. Hopefully that will go well. You want everybody to go through a little gate. But the entire world knows that that gate is very far from our country. I doubt if any of us know the way to that little gate. By the way, it is not even very important if anybody knows that way. We have our own way, a pleasant green lane that leads straight to this way." Christian noticed that this man was imagining everything. Softly he said to Hopeful, "It is better to have someone who is not in his right mind. Oh, what a fool he is! That can never go well. What shall we do? Shall we talk with him again for a little while? Or shall we leave him alone right away? Then he has time to calmly think about what we told him. Then we can try later if we can do anything good for him." Hopeful said nothing, but sang a song. "Let Ignorance a little while now muse on what is said, and let him not refuse good counsel to embrace, lest he remain still ignorant of what's the chiefest gain. God saith, those that no understanding have, although he made them he will not save. I think it is better not to tell him everything at once," Christian said.
"Come, brother, let us pass him, if you are okay with that. It is better if we try again later. Maybe it will be a little easier then." Together they walked on briskly, so that Ignorance fell behind. When they were a little further, they entered a dark lane. Here they saw something that gave them a great scare. They met a man who was bound with ropes. Seven devils bound him with seven ropes. He was now dragged along backwards to the door, which they saw at the side of the hill. Petrified, the two men stood still a little while. Then Christian encouraged himself to see if he knew this man. "I think it is turn away from the city of apostasy," he said. He was not able to have a good look at him, for he hung his face just like a thief who is arrested after he stole. Hopeful now walked along with Christian. Together they passed the man. Suddenly Hopeful saw that the man had a paper on his back. Curiously, he read what was written on it. "This is a light-hearted believer. He did not believe any more. Neither did he attend church any more. Therefore, he deserved hell." Explanation. Christian and Hopeful walked over high mountains, but now they had to travel down again. Thus it also often happens with God's children. At times they are lifted up above everything. Then they may sometimes even get to taste something of heaven. This often does not last long. The travelers had to go down again. Then they met Ignorance from Conceit. He came from a crooked lane. There are those people also today. They are traveling to heaven, they say, but they do not travel on the narrow way. They never came through the straight gate, for they do not know they are poor and lost. They never truly needed the Lord Jesus. They find the gate too narrow. Christian and Hopeful could not have a good conversation with Ignorance. They noticed he did not come through the wicked gate. Nevertheless, they felt very sorry for him. They hoped he would be willing to listen to them again later. Thus we too must try to show those people that their way is not the right way. And if they do not want to listen, we should try again later. We should also ask ourselves something. Did I enter through the straight gate already? A little later, Christian and Hopeful met a man who was bound by seven devils. His name was Turnaway. He was named that because he turned around. First, he walked on the right way, but later he turned around and went back. Then seven devils came and took him along. In just a little while, this man would be lost forever. Who is meant with this man in the dream? With this man is meant all the people who want to live a good life because they want to go to heaven. For that reason, they keep from many sins. For a little while, it looks like as if they are truly converted. But it is not true. These people never entered in at the straight gate. They do not need a savior. It looks well. But all is still wrong. One day the devil comes back, not by himself only, but with seven devils. Now it becomes even worse than before. Before they still knew they needed to be converted. Now they want to hear nothing about it anymore. The worst is that it does not bother them at all.